Welcome back to Not 97. On today's episode, we link up with LA's own Amindi to talk through her musical journey from her debut Nice to 2023's Take What You Need. Amindi talks through her vision for success, creative directing her own projects, and how to balance being true to yourself as a DIY artist and still knowing when to ask for help. Amindi also gives us an intimate in-studio performance of the standout single Greenhouse, live from the studio and brought to you by The Orchard and Human Resources. This is not a podcast. This is not a radio show. This is Not 97. Enjoy.
Amindi, welcome to Not 97.
Thank you so much for having me.
How you feeling?
I feel great.
Welcome to New York.
Thank you.
Before we get into it, do you mind introducing yourself to everybody and a little bit about kind of who you are and where you come from?
No problem. My name is Amindi. I am a singer-songwriter from Inglewood, California. I'm a Libra. The kind of music that I make is something that I describe as pastel rap.
I'm a Libra too.
Are you?
Yeah.
When's your birthday?
September 27th.
Oh, you're September.
Yeah, I'm a September.
Okay.
I'm a rare Libra.
Call it. Yeah, you could call it that.
So, Take What You Need. Did it drop during Libra season?
It was September 22nd. I think she is a Libra.
Okay.
It's on the cusp.
Yeah. On the cusp. I feel like Take What You Need, safe to say, like your most expansive work.
Sure, yeah.
I guess looking back, like looking at the last kind of 6-7 years of you releasing music and like, you know, making music professionally, how do you kind of think this record represents your evolution?
6-7 years, you mean like from like Pine and Ginger, like 2017?
I guess, or even going before that. I mean, like, I think this record, like being kind of being your biggest project to date, do you feel like it like shows like an evolution of like your journey through, I guess, say the last decade?
I'd say so. I definitely think it showcases a wide array of my influences. I think that it, Sorry, I got distracted.
I mean, even like in your sound, in like your creative process, even in like you as an artist.
Yeah. Expansive in all those ways for sure. Yeah. And it's more collaborative. I have features on there as well. Yeah, that was the intention, to make it as me in all the ways that is as possible. You know what I mean? Like put as much as myself into it and like showcase different bits of myself.
Yeah. I feel like you've, and kind of, I know you've spoken in the past about like, you know, being an artist who blends genres and not always seeing like representation of like artists for you to look up to that make the kind of music that like you want to make, or even the range that you want to make, and being that kind of artist for people. And I feel like this album kind of is the greatest proof of concept of that, of like, look at all the different moods that I can move through and it still be a cohesive Amindi sound.
Hell yeah. Thank you for seeing that.
Yeah. Do you feel like that landscape has changed though, in terms of like seeing other artists that are blending genre and not be as different or alt to like not fit into a genre?
Could you say that one more time? Sorry.
Do you feel like at this point, like it's more mainstream or more accepted to be an artist who is blurring genres?
Yeah. Oh, I think it's definitely being done more in a mainstream way. I think I've seen that for sure. Even like on SZA's project, she had lots of like alternative rock influences on there. Tizo Touchdown is a big one who I'm a big fan of, and SZA as well.
Yeah.
Travis, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like I think
Yachty going, I was about crazy to say, left.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. You know, through your career, I know that you've gone through a couple of different situations of releasing music with different labels and different forms of like major indie and whatever. And seems like you're in a really like positive, comfortable space right now. I guess, what have you like learned from your navigations in this industry?
I'd say I've learned like how to like keep shit balanced for me. You know what I mean? Like I know exactly what I want and I know what my version of success looks like. And I think I learned how to be kind of more uncompromising in that. And with being uncompromising, obviously it makes stuff take a little longer, or it makes, I don't know, like certain situations that I know don't align for me that may seem like a once in a lifetime opportunity. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not afraid to like miss out on those, I'd say, in order for my own, I guess, peace of mind and ideal path for myself, you know?
Yeah. What is that kind of version of success for yourself or definition of success for yourself?
Dude, I just want to, like, okay, my parents are immigrants and I just want to like give them like the American dream. I want to be like that. You know what I mean? I want to give them everything. I want to be able to get my parents' houses and I want to just live a cool little life with a one-story house and maybe a pet. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. I want to be comfortable and like break generational curses. You know what I mean? Like, that's all I want to do. And I know that I will succeed everything that I want to succeed.
Yeah.
But like I said, it's just a longer journey.
Are you a big manifester?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Look at my life.
What's your process of manifesting? Like journaling or, I guess, in song?
Totally in song. Definitely in song. But I pray a lot. I was raised very religiously. So I wouldn't call myself religious now. Like, I don't go to church or anything, but I am very spiritual. I have a very like deep relationship with God. I'm constantly talking to God. I start my day talking to God. I know if I want something and I ask for it, I'll get it. You know what I mean? Like, that's just how I was raised. So
yeah.
Yeah.
I appreciate that.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You mentioned before, you know, Nice was kind of all you and take what you need. You're bringing in Moulton Mason, Monty Booker, and that being kind of like a conscious shift and to be like, I'm bringing people together and creating a collaborative project here. Kind of how did that process or how did that like shift influence the process of creating it? And kind of like, how did that process differ from Nice to like now I'm sharing my work with other people and bringing them in?
Yeah, I think, well, with Nice, like when I was making Nice, I knew I was making Nice. With Take What You Need, I didn't know. Mm-hmm. Like, I was just doing sessions without an intention for the songs, and I did a bunch of sessions, and at the end of it we picked our 15 favorite ones and we picked our 15 favorite songs and put them on the mixtape. And three of the features out of the six features on there were like made in session with the artists. And then other three, I like asked them to be on, which is something that like, I don't know. It felt like I was inviting people into my world. Yeah. And they treated it as sacredly as I did. And it felt really awesome because everybody on the project is a friend, so it's cool.
Yeah. I think it's a good, like, group of artists that all kind of, like, feel like it makes sense together.
Hell yeah.
One of the things I've always appreciated about kind of your music and your artistry is kind of just being unapologetically yourself and, like, doing that in your music, doing that in your visuals, kind of in your social presence and everything. Has that always been natural to you, just kind of like presenting yourself as your fullest self, or has that been kind of like a journey to finding that?
I think I've always been like happy to present myself as myself because I think I'm so cool. Like, I think I'm so special, you know what I mean? And I just like walk in that. Like, again, that's just how I was raised, you know? But I think as I get older, I'm learning more and more ways to be my authentic self. You know, I'm stepping into different phases of life, as we all are, you know, and I definitely do a lot of work to like honor myself publicly and privately. Yeah.
In what ways?
Just being myself and making sure that I'm sure of myself on the inside. Yeah. So I can show up as myself.
Yeah.
In spaces like this, you know?
Yeah. I think kind of like with that mentality, at least with like seeing your output over the last year, whether it be like kind of the tour vlogs or like even the music videos that came out with the with Take What You Need, like kind of like in the bedroom. I'm kind of curious where that creative direction came from in terms of like, you know, all of these, what is it? I think it's three music videos that are all in that bedroom. I guess what that bedroom represents is like the set for Where Those Live.
Yeah. Well, I think, well, like I said, all these songs came from different phases of my life. You know what I mean? They were recorded at different points in my life. And I would just like listen to the mixtape on SoundCloud on the private link before it was out in my room, like in my mirror, you know what I mean? And while these songs don't have like a through line, it's not telling a story of like one person, like these are songs about three different people, you know, the singles. I like thought the only through line really was me. And I think that the most me scenario would be my bedroom.
Yeah.
And it wasn't my bedroom, it was a set, but there's a lot of parts of me on the set. And yeah, have you ever seen Lizzie McGuire?
Yeah.
Okay, so the real inspo was like her little like animated, like subconscious, like ego. Like that's my teddy bear in the videos is that for me. And it's like giving sitcom, like stage set, you know what I mean? Like that's the real vibe. Yeah.
No, I like it. And I also, I think I always appreciate when there's like a consistency amongst the music videos or something like that, where it's like all of them are different and you're bringing in different people in them, but it almost creates like a sitcom vibe where you're like, oh, we're back in the room.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And shout out to my director, Elijah. He directed all three of those videos.
Hell yeah. I think kind of that, you know, being in the bedroom or whatever kind of creates this like DIY mentality as well. Mm-hmm. And that's something that I kind of seen within your music and energy, like kind of using that DIY mentality through and through. And I know I've talked to different artists about like what it means to kind of grow with your DIY-ness and like letting go of some things, but still maintaining that touch.
Yeah.
And I wonder what your experience has been like that, where it's like, okay, we're bringing in more people and I have more resources and support, but I still want to make sure that it's me touching this.
Totally. Yeah. I think that's definitely something that was like a learning curve for me to like figure out how to navigate in a way, again, that honors myself. I love my label and I love my team. And I know that they only want what's best for me. But coming from a like DIY space, like I'm uploading to SoundCloud once I'm done making the song. You know, what the fuck is a mix and master? You know, what do you mean I gotta wait 6 weeks? You know what I mean? Like, it's different. It's like an adjustment, which I'm happy to adjust to. But yeah, and everything is a conversation and everybody's very respectful and everybody respects my ideas and they see where I'm coming from at all times. And I'm always willing to try out something that they're passionate about. And if I'm passionate about something, same thing. They're like, okay, cool. We'll ease up on it if it's not that important, you know? But an example of something like that that has happened was last year I put out a little twofer, A side, B side. Yeah. And it was called See Both Sides because both sides of the two songs were called, they started with a C. Yeah. Anyways, I wanted them to come out at the same time because that's fine. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, why would I stagger release two songs like in my brain? But they were like, no, like for playlisting, it just makes sense to release them one at a time, 6 weeks apart. And I was just so irritated. But I was like, okay, I'll trust them. They know what they're talking about. You know what I mean? So I did it. And I don't think it made much of a difference. I think I should have did it my way still to this day. But we tried it, you know what I mean? So now next time, I'm going to do it my way, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
Like knowing where you can stick to what's your gut and knowing where it's like okay to compromise.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, it takes time. And just like that trial and error type stuff.
Exactly.
I think, you know, thinking about Take What You Need just as a title, being like an offering, like take what you need. And I know I think I've seen quotes from you speaking about kind of being a giving person, being a giver. And I feel like as a fellow Libra, that's like a fairly common Libra quality. And so I guess, can you kind of speak to what being a giver means to you?
I think, like, if I have it to give,
there's
very little that would stop me from giving unless I really think you don't deserve it. But even then, I'm not God. Who's to say that? You know what I mean? Like, if I have cash on me, you know what I mean? And I see somebody that needs cash, I'm gonna give them the cash. Like, it's that simple, I think. Like, why do I have cash on me right now? I never have cash on me. Obviously, it was because I'm supposed to give it to this person type shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, I don't know. I think my love language is like acts of service or like gift giving for sure. Those are high up on how I give my love. So I don't know. I think also I have a lot of attention to detail. So I like to buy gifts that I know would be beneficial. Yeah.
No, I feel similarly about like acts of service. And I feel like sometimes Libras can be like giving to a fault where it's totally. Like needing to remind myself to like give to me as much as give to others.
Yeah. That's a balancing act for sure. You always got to pour into yourself and make sure you're not like over pouring into other people stuff that you could be pouring into yourself. You can't be lacking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, true. As Libras are supposed to be able to balance. Broad question, but because this can be outside of music or anything, but where do you feel like lately you've been finding inspiration?
Well, I'm out of state right now. I'm here to make music with my friends. And I think traveling and being away from home and like my everyday routine has been inspirational for sure. I have a routine when I'm creating. I get high and I get cozy.
Yeah.
And I put my glasses on and I write very silently. So I think weed has been providing inspiration.
Word. Even while you're in New York.
Even while I'm in New York. Yeah. Is weed illegal here?
No, but I feel like you coming from California, people would be like, it's not the same shit.
Oh, I brought mine. Oh. Is that there illegal?
That's probably illegal. We got you on camera.
What am I listening to? Listening to a lot of... Man, I'm in like a self-recovery mode right now. So I'm listening to a lot of like affirmations and like frequencies. That's literally all I've been putting on. But I think that's inspiring me in a way, just like saying over and over again that I have the capacity to create something amazing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Is giving me that belief that I can actually make something amazing. So everything that I've been making with them has been amazing. Yeah.
That's inspirational.
Hell yeah.
For sure. Well, Amindy, thank you for joining us.
Oh, thank you for having me. Yeah. This was great.
And now we will reset the room and get a live session going.
Sounds good to me. Hi, my name is Amindy, and this is Greenhouse for Not 97. I want my left hand stuck up in your right hand, going nowhere, driving, singing to this mic stand. Thinking about that greenhouse you said that we'd buy when we'd get all these millions that we get from riding. I want my left hand in your right hand, going nowhere, driving, singing to this mic stand. Like I could fly now. Stuck up in your right hand, going nowhere, driving, singing to this mic stand. Thinking about that greenhouse that we'll buy when we get millions.